Next patient, Hugh Carlson, a letter addressed to Dr. Carlson, C-A-R-L-S-O-N. Letter addressed to Dr. Roger Iskindel, DO New Line. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to evaluate your patient history. This is a 74-year-old Caucasian male who used to live in Indiana and who moved back to Michigan. The patient had a very interesting story that he developed myocardial infarction and he had a cardiac arrest for which he needed CPR and he made a recovery before he going into another cardiac arrest, and the patient was almost being pronounced dead. At the time his heart started beating, and at that point the patient was received controlled hypothermia, and he was put on the vent for a few days. The patient had an AICD and he was put on antiarrhythmic medication. The patient developed acute renal failure from which he made a slow recovery, and he developed chronic changes with a baseline creatinine in the range of 1.8. The patient is here to establish follow-up for his underlying kidney disease. The patient denies any other complaint, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. His the past medical history, cardiac arrest with coronary artery disease, MI, AICD placement, and acute and chronic renal failure. He also had a history of hyperlipidemia and bilateral upper extremity DVT, for which he is on anticoagulation. Medication is being reviewed and as charted. Social history, he quit tobacco in 1985. Review of system is negative unless otherwise is stated. On examination, his blood pressure is 138 over 82. Head and neck exams are remarkable. Heart, normal from second heart sound. He had a loud ejection systolic murmur. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is sore or obese. There is no tenderness. Extremities, he has trace edema. His lab showed a BUN of 25, creatinine 1.8, potassium 5.1, CO2 is 26. His albumin is 4.2, his hemoglobin is 13.7. Assessment and plan, number one, chronic kidney disease, secondary to incomplete recovery following acute renal failure, and I would like to obtain ultrasound as a baseline. The patient has no proteinuria or hematuria, so I'd like to check intact BTH and vitamin D25 to rule out secondary hyperparathyroidism. Number two, hypertension, and his blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Number three, edema, and this will be monitored over time. New line. The patient will be reevaluated with the result of the above test. New line, thanks again for your kind request to participate in the management of your patient.